so I was staying at her apartment in Carroll Heights, Brooklyn, right? And she was kind of like depressed, right? And she started getting out all of her album collection. She showed it to me and played songs from it. And she had like the she had the amplifier turned up way too loud for a tiny little apartment in this crowded apartment building. And then she started to play all her Jan Dick albums to show me the covers and stuff. And then finally at the end of it, when she had all these Jan Dick albums piled up, and she played me parts of all of them, and she showed me all the covers. She turned to me and she said,
"Yeah, then what happened?"
She said, "Jesse, what the hell is wrong with me? I own 8 Jan Dick albums."
"Yeah, then what happened?"
She said, "Is there something wrong with me? I own 8 Jan Dick albums. What the hell kind of person owns 8 Jan Dick albums? They all sound the same, but you can't listen to any of them. And I own 8 of them." That's what she said to me. It was like, I think it was a really hard night for her. She's a great girl. She was just going through a hard time. She just broken up with this guy. His name was Lucas. He was a painter. And not a good one. Andrew!
That would happen!
She said to me, "Jesse, why do I own 8 Jan Dick albums?
None of them are listenable.
They all sound the same.